We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome in to a Tuesday edition of the Action Line. We've got 59 degrees right now. A little chilly as you step out the door, but we're going to warm up nicely here today. Looks like almost to 80 degrees. Traffic and weather coming up here in just a couple of moments. Want to let you know that the Action Line is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and you can take charge of your account management and your energy consumption just by downloading the MyMTE app. Downloading the App Store, you can improve your energy habits. You can even track spikes in your electric bill and see what the actual temperature and conditions were weather-wise on those days. Pretty cool. MyMTE app on the App Store. Download it today. Let's check on the roads with Commander Chuck real quick.
Good morning. It's struggling right now trying to get out of Robertson County into Sumner County because of an accident on 65 southbound at the 103 mile marker there just before Millersville. Again, big delay has developed there coming down from Portland on 65 southbound through that section of Sumner County, some into Robertson County as well. Heavy traffic over here by the airport, 40 westbound at through Hermitage, Donaldson. 24 remains heavy but moving westbound. 24 coming in from Murfreesboro up through Antioch. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items. Check them out right now. Log on to princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Well, the temperature in Murfreesboro and Smyrna just bumped up to 61, and we're on our way to a very nice day today.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon, high in the low 80s, and then for tonight, mostly clear, low near 59. By Wednesday, sunshine high around 81. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 60.
All right, that is a look at your forecast. We'll check traffic and weather throughout the morning here this morning. And it is my pleasure to bring in, from Special Kids today, the executive director, Chris Truelove, who is joining us. And he brought a very important person within Special Kids. Good morning. How are you?
Absolutely. Good morning, Brian. Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you. And you brought your development director with
Absolutely.
You, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Casey Ewing joined us about a month ago, I guess. And so she's getting a little trial by fire these days. So we've got an event coming up this week. And so she's been doing a fantastic job of getting her team ready and getting us set for a great, a great event this Friday at Cedar Crest Golf Course for our Fall Golf Classic.
Nothing like having a month to get your legs under you, Casey, before your first event, right?
Oh, yes. It's been fun. I enjoy it, though.
Chris, maybe give us an overview of Special Kids. I mean, we hear about the organization. I'm sure a lot of people that are in our community know, but you know as well as I do, there are so many new people that move in.
Right.
So maybe give us an overview of what you do.
Yes, sir. Well, we just, in September, we celebrated 26 years of service in Murfreesboro and greater Middle Tennessee. So we're thankful for that. We're a Christian medical not-for-profit company, and we take care of children with special needs. We provide outpatient therapies with physical, occupational, speech, feeding therapy. And then we have a very unique program called Skilled Nursing Program, where we take care of children who are medically fragile. They need, they come to us, most of them come to us every day, all day. We're an outpatient facility, so we're open Monday through Friday. But we have nurses and certified nurse assistants take care of those kids and youth every day in that skilled nursing center.
Now, when did Special Kids start?
September 5th, 1998.
Oh, wow. So you had just a big anniversary, I guess.
Yep.
So, Special Kids, how did it, what did you start with Special Kids?
Well, it started with, a nurse named Carrie Goodwin and her dad, Dick Kleino. She was working in another town and working for a for-profit company, and the company was asking their staff to discharge the kids when their insurance benefits ran out. And if you know any nurses, their bodies comprise of entirely their heart. So she just wasn't down with doing that, and so she was having lunch with her dad one day and said, was telling him what was going on. He said, let's do something about that. So they began praying and asking God what he would have them to do, because they wanted to do something that would honor Jesus Christ and not just be a good work in the world. And so Special Kids became the result, And so the basic two foundational tenets that Special Kids is built on is, number one, it'd be a ministry of Jesus Christ, and number two, that money shouldn't have anything to do with the child getting the care that they need. And so that's been the commitment that they started with. It's been the commitment that we still uphold today. And that is the reason Casey and her team are around, is to help us fill in the gaps where our insurance contracts or 10 care contracts or patient private pays don't cover what our costs are. So they raise a lot of money to help us uphold that commitment to what Dick and Carrie promised to Jesus and the community back in 1998.
Yeah, and if you have been a long time Rutherford Countyan and you remember the last name Klino, that was also synonymous with the blueberry patch.
Absolutely. Miss Angie still lives there.
And, is that right?
Yeah, she still has it out there. I don't think they opened up this summer, but yeah, they've run it for many, many decades.
Yeah, most certainly. So, and I knew that Special Kids was always very important to them and to the community. How long have you been there?
I've been there since March of 2000, so coming up on 25 years in March.
It's a long time to do anything, isn't it?
It is, yes, sir.
I mean, so you were right there close to the very beginning.
Yeah, about a year and a half came in after that. And so I've just been extremely blessed and extremely challenged, but God is good. He uses, he'll use anybody who's willing. And so we try to walk around and being willing on our campus and to let him use us.
Sure. And you have to be and go out on faith in many of the endeavors that you've taken on, mm-hmm. Especially with the growth that we've seen in our community. You've had to grow with the community.
Yes, sir. We we've grown from a mid-sized not-for-profit. We're caring for 430 children actively every week right now through our skilled nursing program and our therapy program.
I know one of the friends of a friend of mine and used to work here at the radio station, Danny Page, his daughter, mm-hmm. was in the program when she was a kid. And if you ever say Special Kids to him, you better sit for a while, because he's got stories to tell, and good stories about just the impact that it makes. And I can only imagine how some of these parents are just don't know where to turn, where to go, what to do.
Mm-hmm. We've experienced many through the years like that, but we've also witnessed that God brings a caring group of people. It doesn't matter what season we're in, each group that he brings in to care for the kids and the families, that they are just there to wrap around the families and love them through these sometimes just very, very difficult situations that they find themselves in. But we see God's faithfulness through our staff, and so it's just really a blessing to see that. It's very humbling as well.
Well, starting out with, I guess, two in 1998, you've developed a pretty deep bench now, haven't you?
Yes sir. We're 44 strong on our employee base right now, and probably have about five or six positions we still need to fill. So we operate around that 50 number any given time.
Yeah. In terms of facilities, there's been a lot of change in that area too, huh?
Yes sir, we have four facilities. Two are old houses that we're blessed to obtain and renovated those for office type space. And then we have our therapy center, which is about 7,000 feet, and our skilled nursing center, which is the original building they started in, and it's about 5,000 square feet.
Yeah, so that's awesome. Development Director Casey Ewing is here. So Casey, maybe a little bit about you and what drew you to Special Kids.
Yes, well, I originally lived here in Murfreesboro. I was on staff at New Vision for a long time, and we got to work with Special Kids at that time. They would have Race, the packet pickup, where most people know about Special Kids. You know, they hear Race, and that's kind of their one interaction with Special Kids, is they hear about the Race. And so we're kind of, our team right now just is wanting to expand the view of Special Kids, and we're opening back up for tours. So anybody that wants to come and see our buildings and see what we get to do, we'd love to have you come and tour Special Kids. Like, that's our be able to see what we get to do on a day-to-day basis is really what we want to kind of let the community know, we're, you know, what we're here for. And we do a Race once a year, but we want you to get to see what the kids get to do each day, and the playground. And my favorite story is, one of the kids was just had a harder session, and we were trying to get her to motivate and figure out how she was going to continue her session. And one the her therapist finally just said, hey, you know what, if you finish this, you'll get to ride on the trike. And they have these specialized trikes. And so her eyes just lit up at the possibility to get to ride on this trike. And she finally got her session and finally finished. And once she did finish and do exactly what she needed to do, she got to get on this trike that was kind of specialized just so that she could ride it. And our facility has a circle around it, and she got to ride around it and honk the horn and ride a bike like we get to ride a bike.
Sure.
And it was just amazing for me to see, and it helps me do what I do every day. And so sometimes our conference room looks out at the playground. And so any day when we're just kind of like struggling or wondering, you know, how are we going to accomplish the goals that we need to accomplish, I'll sit at that conference room and I'll work looking out at the playground. So I watch these kids accomplish things that they don't think they can accomplish. And so then we know, oh, we can accomplish what we need to accomplish over here.
Sure. I mean, a lot of times we need a little motivation on, well, you know, going through a tough day, trying to get through the grind of whatever work is ahead. And it's pretty awesome to be able to look out and, you know, see the inspiration for what you're doing, you know.
It is. Yeah. We should all get to view that on a daily basis, because the challenges that we think we're experiencing is nothing like what some of these precious kids are experiencing. And so to watch them, you know, go up a slide and go down the slide and get to go around the circle on the trike are things that stories that we should all just have to encounter to get a little perspective.
Yeah. Well, we know that most development directors, part of that development is helping to develop funds to keep programs going. I mean, that's a number one, I'm sure.
That lots is for
of
sure.
Grants and that kind of thing, too. So you've got coming up this weekend, I guess, your very first event to help.
Yes, it is.
Work with. So give me a little bit about the Golf Classic.
Yes. Yeah, so the Golf Classic is going to be is Friday. I think we have one team spot open left in the afternoon. So if you want to come on, we've got one opening for one team. It's Friday at Cedar Crest. You can get on our website, specialkidstennessee.com, and register for that. And then we have our Hope Drive, which is our large campaign for November and December, which is our matching campaign. We have already raised $150,000. Our goal is $300,000, so every gift that you give will double.
Yeah, that's cool too. SpecialKidsTN.com, and you can go to the website, find out a lot of great information there, and we'll be sure to put a link to that on the website on the podcast as well. So the Golf Classic Cedar Crest, if you're looking, I guess you're looking for a team of four then,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah. So should they just contact you at Special Kids to
yes.
get signed up or whatever?
Yeah, contact me.
Is there a place to do that online too, under events maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, go to our website and go to events.
Chris, we know that with any event that is put on, you have to have community support, you know, to make
Absolutely.
It a successful fundraiser. So I'm sure you've got some community supporters that you'd like to thank, too.
Yeah, we've got lots of sponsors for this particular event. Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A, SRM Concrete, they participate with the providing the golf course for us. And so we'll have a morning tournament, an afternoon tournament. Buffalo Wild Wings will provide some dinner after the tournament. Chick-fil-A provides lunch for us, and then they're a really strong annual sponsor with us as well. Casey, other
Hardee's is doing breakfast.
Awesome. So that's it's a day long thing then, if you're doing breakfast,
is.
Lunch, dinner, right?
Yep. Yeah. So we have two golf tournaments.
Two
so 7:30 in the morning and 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
Okay.
And MMC and Nissan are also big sponsors for us. Fred Fair Properties, Swanson Christian Products, and Backer and Redstone Federal Credit Union, and Zaxby's.
Yeah. Oh, good. You know, it's awesome to be a part of a community that is so giving, and you know this, and
Absolutely.
you both know this. You know, the heart of Tennessee, heart is a great way to describe Rutherford County, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, it's not just with Special Kids, but I'm able to have relationships with other directors of not-for-profits here in town, and we all share the same story. We live in such a generous community. God's hand is on this community, and people are very, very generous in wanting to see their neighbors and their families be taken care of, whatever needs they may have. And so we're very blessed, very grateful to be here.
I don't know, and maybe this is just my Rutherford County roots coming out, but I wouldn't think that it would be that easy in some of the larger metropolitan areas. Yeah, you have more population, but it just gets so washed down sometimes. And I know we're growing and we're getting pretty large, but there are still people that care, and that's the big thing.
There are, and it's a testament to Casey and her team and her predecessors in the development arena, where they're developing relationships. And you know, in life, it's all about relationships. Otherwise, you will get caught in the stream of everybody else, and you won't stand out in any way there. But we're so grateful for all these sponsors we talked about, and there's many more that are doing other sponsorships and participating in different ways that we couldn't care for the kids without the community supporting us the way they do.
Casey mentioned the special kids race, and that's always like a spring event, right?
Mm-hmm. It's in March.
Yeah. Is that the longest running event that you've done, probably?
Yes. We have a 5K, a 10K, and a 15K race, and this will be year 16, I believe.
Wow.
Is that right? 14. Year 14. 16, I'm getting mixed up with our summer camp. But we have 14 years for the race, and just a fantastic committee of people out of the community that help us with that, help our staff and our board pull that off. And last year we had 2,500 registrations.
Wow.
2,300 came and participated. And so that day you have about 4,000 people at MMC. And so we're grateful for them because they're the title sponsor for that event and host on their campus. Redstone let us use their facility to do the packet pickup the 2 days before the race and that kind of thing. So lots of community partners pulling that off
Most certainly. And I guess you've got a 2025 event March 15th, it looks like.
That's right.
The race.
Mm-hmm. And this year for the race, we're doing we've always done a family fun run, but we're going to do it around the Gateway Island. Mm-hmm. And we're going to live music, and our vendors are coming. We're going to do like a little, because we're going to add a pickleball tournament this year, so we're going to have the Pickleball Kingdom's going to come and do like a little pickleball challenge, and just have some more family vendors there that are family, just a lot of times for the families just to hang out and some activities to do for the kids.
I see it says TBD, special kids pickleball tournament.
Yeah, it's coming. It is coming.
Getting in on the pickleball craze, it sounds like. We're talking about special kids here today on the Action Line, and the executive director Chris Truelove is here. And again, the Golf Classic is Friday at Cedar Crest, and there's one team opening. So get signed up for that, specialkidstn.org online for information there. And you can find phone numbers, give Casey a call. I'm sure Chris will say, okay, let me give you over to Casey if you call him. But however that goes. Special Kids, our topic here this morning on the Action Line. A brief break here as we hit 8:31. Traffic, weather, a news update, all straight ahead here as you continue to listen to News Radio WGNS.
At Budge Tire Pros, we sell all major brands of tires, and we invite you to stop by today for that next set of tires. Or maybe you need us to check out your vehicle before you head out of town. We offer everything from brakes to batteries, alignments, and more. No appointments necessary, just stop on by.
I'm Allison Mitchell with Bud's Tire Pros. We're located on East Main Street, exactly 3 miles from the town square, 1 mile past Rutherford Boulevard. Visit us online at budstireprostn.com.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Pay full best citizens like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Tennessee Radio Network News. Several Nashville organizations are trying to focus on what we can learn from the recent Jefferson Street shooting.
Metro Police in Nashville have identified gangs as the culprits behind a recent mass shooting in North Nashville. Stacey Hall, the director of Mothers Over Murder, says she didn't even know her son was in a gang until it was too late, and she has a message for gangs.
You don't want them to have to bury you. Think before you react.
Retired MNPD officer Ken Alexandro tells WZTV he's seen a shift towards localized gangs in Nashville.
Youth are getting together in a neighborhood and they're naming themselves whatever they want to, and they're concentrated in that neighborhood.
He advocates for a comprehensive approach involving positive role models and enforcement. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
A woman is charged with facilitation of murder after calling male friends over to her home. Brianna Lee reportedly contacted the individuals after she was assaulted by boyfriend Artis Reese during an argument. Reese was shot and died from multiple gunshot wounds. Lee was arrested and is expected in court today.
This is Peter Demas. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. A lot of times when you get steamed vegetables such as broccoli or cauliflower, it's either soggy. One of the things that we wanted to do was make certain that it was still soft but still had a little bit of a crunch to it. And so we worked on the procedure of how to cook that. And then all of our vegetables are seasoned with our seasoned salt. We keep that seasoned salt at home, and I can tell you almost all the vegetables I cook at home have the seasoned salt on it. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
A new report shows Nashville rental prices are dropping at a fast rate. Rebecca Hughes has more.
Realtor.com reported in September the southern states are experiencing a steep decrease in rental prices due to a surge in multifamily developments. Nashville rent prices are dropping faster than any other metro city in the country, with a 4.8% decline since last year. Despite the decline, Nashville's average rental price is still higher than nearby southern cities. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
The TBI is investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting in Rutherford County. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies were conducting a traffic stop overnight of a suspect wanted for sexual assault in Ohio. When confronted by police, Robert Wemmer allegedly grabbed a gun and fired at the deputies. They returned fire and hit Wemmer, who was critically injured and later died. I'm Joe Lincoln, Tennessee Radio Network News.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. More people depend on WGNS for local news that matters. We're your local news leader. News Radio WGNS.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
A tornado watch is in effect for Rutherford County.
The most up-to-date weather information.
We'll be here with you on radio and with Rutherford Weather Video Channel.
Rutherford Weather Updates on WGNS. And watch on YouTube and Facebook with Rutherford Weather.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon, high in the low 80s. And then for tonight, mostly clear, low near 59. By Wednesday, sunshine high around 81. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 60.
Good morning. Still a little bit slow as they clean up this rag over here on 65 southbound at Rosa Parks Metro Center. Southbound is still crawling up there, coming out of Robertson County into Sumner County because of that crash in Millersville. It's being cleared on 65 southbound around the 103 mile marker again. It's been struggling up there for a while. Hey, if you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at area code 615-991-2358. Go online to irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back on The Action Line, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Sharing Change, they've contributed more than $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes here in our community. SharingChange.org is where you can find out more. Just round up to the nearest dollar each month, and that works as a donation to all of the nonprofits. And we are talking with one of those here this morning, Special Kids Executive Director Chris Truelove here, and the Development Director Casey Ewing. Again, their golf classic is coming up on Friday, and they still have one spot if you would like to jump in on that. Chris, I wanted to go back to something that you talked about, and it was a summer event. You're talking about your Campability. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit more about Campability.
Yeah, we're so blessed to have this really cool camp. we partner with North Boulevard Church of Christ, and we've always had it at their facility. They've been fantastic partners, and we love them and feel like they love us as well. And this summer was camp number 16, year 16.
Wow.
And we named it Camp Ability because what we've observed through the years is that in the world, it's easy to look at someone and go, what are you going to do? What are you ever going to pay taxes? You're not going to do this. And it's easy for the world to say, tell you what you're not going to do, who you're not. And so we wanted to select a name that would tell the kids and the youth who they are. They have the ability to do whatever God has for them to do because he created them in his image and he's going to do what he's going to do through them.
Right.
So our camp is, it's a day camp. So they come Monday through Friday to the church. Well, our campers do everything that a typical kid in this town would do. They do archery. They go to MTSU to the indoor pool and go down the slide. Some of the teenagers have conquered their fear of heights by climbing those stairs to go down the slide.
Oh, wow.
And so really neat to see those breakthroughs that we have some of the campers experience. Bill Taylor comes. He's one of their favorites. He teaches them karate, and they absolutely love Bill, and so we're grateful that he comes out. We have a chef who comes once a week for the 4 weeks in June that we have camp, and his name's Chef Dev. And so he brings food kits, and so every camper has their food kit, and he walks them step by step through making their lunch or their dessert or whatever is on the menu that day. They love that. My daughter went this summer. She's been a few times, and she came home. I said, what'd you do with Chef Dev? She goes, oh, we made cake pops. I'm like, you made a cake pop? And she said, absolutely. So they just love it. And the MTSU football team, the basketball team, the cheerleaders and Lightning, they come over and they do drills and things with the kids. Just fantastic. We've had a couple of the wrestling teams from the high schools come over before, so they get a full range of experience. I went to the movies this summer. They go to Bounce U or Sky High, whichever one of those, where they're just having a great time. So it's full on when they get together for the summer over camp.
Now, how long is the camp? Is it a week at a time, or how does
it's
that work?
4 weeks, so it's the month of June. And we had this summer 62 different campers come. So any given day, there's about 52 to 55 campers on site with all the counselors and folks to help take care of them.
So they just kind of spread this out over the month of June. And do they continue to come back from week to week? I mean, it's not every day, is it?
Most of them come Monday through Friday, and it's for 4 weeks. So most of the kids come every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I think it's a nice break for the parents because it was really born out of a community need, because every April we'd have moms and caregivers calling and just in tears. I don't know what I'm going to do over the summer with my kid, with my child. And so that program was born out of that. Well, we need to step into this space and help them. So
well, that is really awesome. And you kind of led off by saying, you know, kids who were told that they would never do this or that. It really goes back to the parents too, who were told, well, your child won't be able to do this or that. Mm-hmm. And you know, it just brought back, my wife tells this story all the time about her parents. My wife has CP, and the doctor said, you know, just leave her here. You know, she will not be able to go to school. She will not be able to read and write. We'll never have children. Mm-hmm. Well, she's done all of those and has a college degree. So
Amen.
That tells you a lot of things,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
You know, the chance to help these parents, I know it's special kids, but there has to be some outreach to parents, because that has to be so scary and scary. A lot of words that go along with that.
Yeah, our therapists and our nurses, they take on some of that counseling, not really counseling,
sure,
but you know, support.
Yeah.
With the families and helping them. I believe we help produce better healthcare consumers with our parents, especially in the skilled nursing area, because if a child's having a seizure or those type of issues, our staff takes time to teach them, here's what you need to do and here's how we're going to walk through this. Otherwise, it's really easy just to run to the ER. And we know what that does to the healthcare system and the cost that brings. So they're teaching them, hey, if you don't know, if you can't get this situation calmed down, call your pediatrician and talk to them. And they'll help you assess what the situation is. Do they need to bring them into their pediatrician's office? Or they may say, go to the ER. And then that's been a thought out decision from a healthcare professional to help them.
Yeah. Casey, I bet it's also kind of cool. Not only do you get to look out and see the kids doing their thing, but just the skilled nursing and the therapy and all of those things that are there for the parents of these special kids. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing to see and be a part of.
It really is. It's a neat time. Even just watching, like when I'm there watching the parents, just kind of even that 45 minutes while they're 30, 45 minutes while the parents are just getting a time to sit on the bench or on the picnic table while they're, you know, their kids in session, you know, it's like this breathing time, you know, of just, and then the, you know, the therapist walking out, talking to the mom, you know, or the dad at that time, just kind of giving them that counsel or that, you know, that just, hey, this is what we're doing right now. This is, you know, a lot of it is that counseling to parents, even with, you know, we've got this new feeding, therapy that's coming up. And you know, when I first started, I thought feeding therapy was different than what it actually is. There's so many different levels that comes to it, just teaching them how to, you know, just touch food, sometimes just put it in your mouth at some point, sometimes it's put it in your mouth and spitting it out, just getting used to textures of food and things that I, you know, just in my head when I heard feeding therapy, I just thought it was tubes and all, you know, all this stuff. And sometimes it's just getting a blueberry in your mouth and spitting it out. A lot of things that just taste and textures and feel of food that some kids just struggle with, just the thought of touching something squishy, you know, that's hard. And these therapists are working on getting them just to even get it close to their mouth or putting it in some kind of sauce, you know. And these therapists are so good, they play games with them to get them to pick this sauce versus that sauce, and they're making this all just so much fun, to make food fun instead of this like war or battle,
sure,
which it can be with some children, you know. And so all of these things, that it's this fun game instead of this battle, but helping the parents understand that. And where a lot of us grew up with food was a battle, you know, you're going to sit there and you're going to eat this and you're going to like it, right, regardless.
Clean your plate.
I mean, that's right. That you've got to also teach the parents that's not how, you know, a lot of us were raised, you know, or taught to raise your kids differently. You know, you sit there, you're going to eat it and you're going to like it, and I'm not, you know, cooking anything else. This is the way, you know, this is, we all understand that, right?
Yep.
You know, where we got to help, you know, teach the parents too. How do you, you know, parent a little differently with your kids, especially if they struggle with, you know, textures and feels and stuff. So there's a whole lot of things that go on. It's not just about that 30 minute or 45 minute, you know, whatever their session is, that session time. You also have to help a parent learn how to deal with their children also.
Yeah, with my kids, it was broccoli and cauliflower, and the only thing that saved them was grandpa, because they would just, you know, he would sneak over and take the broccoli off their plate where they didn't have to eat it, you know. So but sometimes that's not the best of things. And you mentioned the textures and all of that, and I was watching a video of this mother who is preparing for their kid blueberries, and she said she meticulously went through to make sure that they weren't squishy, and still about half of those he decided to put on one side of the plate, and then she ate them. But, you know, it was just the whole process. And you don't really think about that many times until it's a special need.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chris, special kids is a special thing right here in our area. Are there other organizations like this around the country, around the state? Are you looking to expand services? How does that look for special kids?
Yeah, sure. The skilled nursing program we have is quite unique. There are some other places around the country, but they're few and far between. And other states have some different accreditations that you can work up under that help some organization provide the skilled nursing component in a clinic-based setting. Now, there's lots of, I think there's more organizations, healthcare companies that will go into the homes and provide home care and those kinds of things. But our model is clinic-based, and so we try to espouse that because it helps parents and caregivers maintain employment where it's needed and those kinds of things, maintain their insurance benefits. Speaking of expanding, through the years we've had calls. I've had a call from Kansas and Florida and other parts of Tennessee that, hey, we need a special kids here. And we're like, well, that's, yeah, I'm sure you do. Every community,
sure.
our Dick Kleino, I never got to meet him. He passed away 2 weeks before Special Kids opened the doors.
All right, yeah, I remember hearing that story.
But I've seen two videos that he and Carrie were in, and one of the things that he said just, like, stopped me when I was listening. He said, every community needs a special kids. And he was right, because when we talk to people in other communities, even just in Tennessee, there's the need is great. In Rutherford County, the projection is that for by the end of 2025, there's going to be in excess of 17,000 children and youth birth to 18 years of age who will have some special need of some sort, some special health care need. And we're serving 600 to 700 a year. So that gives you perspective on how many children out there. Now, not all those health care needs are going to fit within the scope of our services. And there are some other outpatient therapy companies around that are doing some of the occupational physical speech therapy. So that helps meet some of the need as well. We are, our co-founder and her family live in Chattanooga. And so for the last 7 years, she's been talking to me about the need in Chattanooga. And I think maybe has a family member that has a child that needs some therapies and things, and has kind of seen that need up front and close and personal. And so in 2021, our board voted that we would explore the opportunity to open a clinic in Chattanooga. So we've started that project, and the Chattanooga community has gathered some money together to get a clinic started down there. So we're working on that project, and completely it's related because we have the same mission and same operational tactics and things like that, and same environment. But Chattanooga community will provide the money for the Chattanooga clinic, just like Rutherford County and Murfreesboro provide for the one here. So we're looking at that. And their numbers, Hamilton County numbers, are pretty close to the same as Rutherford County. Yeah. It's just the need is great. We talked to several different providers in that community, and they said, come on, we're over our heads. And so just come on, we want to partner with you and help you guys care for children with special needs.
So they will have the same special kids banner. Will they still use the name and all of that? Mm-hmm. But it'll just be in a different community.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And we will start out down there with just the therapy services. And then once we get, you know, some things stable there, we would talk about bringing the skilled nursing care there as well.
I would imagine that they're going to rely heavily on, well, what has been done over, you know, the years since special kids opened in Murfreesboro. How have you done this and that? So there'll be some of that support to go along with that.
Absolutely. But it's also an opportunity to do some new things we've never done before. So tweak this, try this, do that. And so we've made a few mistakes along along the road, so we'll know if we're going to try that, let's put some guardrails on that when we try that.
That's everybody's road, isn't it?
Sure.
Have to you know, I kind of say life in life we all need the bumpers, like you have doing your bowling, you know.
That's right.
Go from one side to the other of the street there. Our friends from Special Kids here, Executive Director Chris Truelove, Development Director Casey Ewing are alongside. We're going to take our final break here, come back, and some closing thoughts here about Special Kids coming up as we continue the Action Line right here on News Radio WGNS. You can listen on WGNSradio.com. You can listen on FM 100.5 in Smyrna, 101.9 and 1450 in Murfreesboro. And you can even watch this morning on Big G TV. That's Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, all of those things out there. I'm not much of a Twitcher, but, well, not in that aspect. 51 after 8 o'clock, traffic and weather coming up ahead here on The Action Line.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A week until the election and fallout continues for the Trump campaign after a comedian's remarks at the former president's mega rally in New York disparaging Puerto Rico. CBS's Libby Caffey.
There is concern in the Trump camp that this could harm them with those all-important battleground state voters where every vote counts now.
Kamala Harris delivers an address on the Ellipse in Washington tonight. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been released from prison in Connecticut. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He served a four-month sentence for defying a subpoena in the House investigation into the January 6 attack on the Capitol.
The head of the International Organization for Migration, Amy Pope, vowing to pick up where the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency leaves off after Israel blocked the group from operating inside Gaza.
We in the international humanitarian community, with others, are providing humanitarian assistance, do stand ready to provide more to those who are in need.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
If you're planning an upcoming trip and want to include your pet, we have all the travel supplies you'll need at Animal City. This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Animal City is Murfreesboro's hometown family-owned pet store. We've had the honor and pleasure of serving the community for 33 years. If you want to see some photos of our adorable pets, feel free to check out our Facebook page, Animal City of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street, right here in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still a little bit slow as they clean up this rag over here on 65 southbound at Rosa Parks Metro Center. Southbound is still crawling up there, coming out of Robertson County into Sumner County because of that crash in Millersville. It's being cleared on 65 southbound around the 103 mile marker. Again, it's been struggling up there for a while. Hey, if you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist today at area code 615-991-2358. Go online to irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Mostly sunny skies here this afternoon, high in the low 80s, and then for tonight, mostly clear, low near 59. By Wednesday, sunshine high around 81. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 60.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24-7 connection. WGNS, AM, FM, and online. The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Don't forget to stay tuned after the news at the top of the hour. It's the Roundtable Tuesday edition, so that means Rick and Wayne will be here. Rick Hall, Wayne Blair, talking Smyrna issues here this morning, so looking forward to that. Right now, in our last few moments, our topic this morning on Action Line has been special kids, Executive Director Chris Truelove and Development Director Casey Ewing. And you wanted to kind of leave us with... Chris, a story of the impact that special kids has had on in one of many instances.
Sure, yeah. This young man, I knew he's getting close to driving age. I talked to his mom quite frequently while she's on campus and has him there. And one day they were walking toward me. I was walking from our building to another one, and she said, "Mr. Chris, this guy just graduated from speech therapy." And I was like, "Hey, that's cool." She goes, "Man, you don't get it." I was like, "What?" And she said, "He's been in speech therapy for 10 years. And I was like, "Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let me up my game a little bit. Way to go, my man. That's awesome. The perseverance that he's shown and all." And so she was telling me a few things. He's in a similar program to Boy Scouts, and he had a situation where he wanted to run for an office. And so the therapist helped him walk through his speech, how to structure it, and those kinds of things. And he was elected to his goal office that he was going for. But she was also telling me that in another service, moms and taking care of hygiene things with teenage boys and that kind of stuff. It, you know, just there's times for transition. And one of the things she was telling me about, I was just amazed that the occupational therapist worked on a picture schedule for him. So she made these little small pictures, and so they were in sequence of when you go into the bathroom to get ready, take a shower, brush your teeth, get ready for bed, get ready for the day. He's got this little schedule, so his mom doesn't have to be in there saying, "Wash your hair, get shampoo, wash your hair, rinse it, get out, dry off, brush your teeth, do this." He has his schedule there, and it just works so perfectly. And so it's not only helped him, but it's helped her.
Oh yeah,
as well. And so I thought that's ingenious. But that's just two little examples of how the therapists and the nurses are caring for our families, and it goes outside of the walls. It goes home with them. And so that's part of the aim of, as Casey was talking earlier about, after the sessions, the therapists are saying, here's what we worked on, here's a little worksheet, do these with your child while they're while you're at home with them through the week. Because, you know, the kids live with their families. They come to us 45 minutes or two times 45 minutes a week. So we have limited exposure, but we can also help train mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, caregivers to carry over the therapies and teach them on the skilled nursing pieces how they can care for their children at home.
And just some great examples, Casey, of things that we might take for granted, but just a schedule of, you know, wash your hair, you know, rinse. I mean, all those things mm-hmm. that it's just like come second nature. Sometimes we need just a little bit of help, and it's all individualized. I mean, maybe that's what works for that child and that family, but another may be a different situation, but they always seem to find a way to make something work for that situation.
Yeah, we have one of our rooms that just is kind of a mock bedroom. It teaches them how to make their bed, how to put your clothes on a hanger. I mean, things that we take advantage of or don't even think about, but we have to help. You know, how do you get that? How do you tie your shoes? How do you put, you know, sit up next to the bed and fold the sheet underneath and stuff like that. It really makes a difference. And that room helps. We have a little mock shower and washer and dryer. It's a fake washer and dryer, but we're working on that.
Well, whatever works. I mean, if it looks the same almost. Can't thank you both enough for being here today. And thanks for the work that goes on with special kids here in our community. And if there's anything that we can ever do, Chris, Casey, to help spread the word, help with events and promote those, just let us know.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Our guest today from Special Kids, Executive Director Chris Truelove, and also the Development Director Casey Ewing. And once the show is over, if you've joined us late, don't fret. We'll have the podcast updated shortly on WGNSradio.com. Just look under podcast and then look for Action Line. You can also watch this one on Big G TV as well. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a good day. Roundtable coming up next.